So it looks like, according to WCCO television, the person who shot Cecil the Lion, we'll give Cecil a plug, but we won't give the person who pulled the trigger, or I guess pulled the bow. Is there a trigger on a bow? I don't know. Anyway, the guy who killed Cecil the Lion is not going to be provided protection by the police department there. However, they will step up patrols in the area. It also sounds like the guide and the person who set up the hunt made their first court appearance in Zimbabwe and could face up to 15 years for killing Cecil. It's sad to see this case, but it's also totally bizarre to see how the media have jumped all over it. The lion shouldn't have died, but there are much more important stories out there. Like, how about the illegal immigrants that are coming into or coming back into the United States and committing crimes after they've been deported? Sanctuary cities, serial killers, you name it, that are out there. Cecil is gone. He won't come back. But I'm wondering just how much more we can hear about him. I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.